Welcome to The Neighborhood, the Mr. Rogers Tribute Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Lee James of rickleejames.com, and I run the Mr. Rogers Quotes Twitter account found at Mr. Rogers Say. As we again walk into this podcast neighborhood, I want you to know that no matter where you are from, you are welcome here. I'm glad to be your neighbor. In the spirit of Fred Rogers and the life of welcome that he lived, welcome to this neighborhood. Well, on March 20th, 1928, Fred Rogers was born into this world. And today, March 20th, 2024, is International Won't You Be My Neighbor Day. I wanted to share a little bit with you today on the podcast about Won't You Be My Neighbor Day, and I'm getting this from nationaltoday.com, and I hope that you will enjoy hearing a little bit about Won't You Be My Neighbor Day, and then I'm going to just share a few quotes from Fred Rogers with you today, kind of in the spirit of what I do on Twitter, or I guess we're supposed to call it X now. Old habits die hard. But Won't You Be My Neighbor Day is celebrated every year on this day, March 20th. The day honors, celebrates, and appreciates the late Fred Rogers, the immensely popular host of the preschool TV series Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, which ran from 1968 to 2001. Although it has not aired for many years, people still consider Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood as the standard by which they measure all other kids' TV shows. The show is so iconic that those who grew up in the 70s and 80s would surely have watched Mr. Rogers head to the neighborhood of make-believe and sing songs with his puppet friends anytime they could. So, today is Won't You Be My Neighbor Day, and hopefully today you will go out there and be a neighbor. As we say at the beginning of the podcast, most times whenever we are on here, in the spirit of Fred Rogers and the life of welcome that he lived. So be the best neighbor that you can be. Today I have the book with me, You Are Special, Words of Wisdom from America's Most Beloved Neighbor, Fred Rogers. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate the birthday of Fred Rogers, to celebrate Won't You Be My Neighbor Day, than maybe just hearing some words that he wrote. And it's hard to know which ones to pick. If you go to one of the books that Fred Rogers wrote, there's just quote after quote after quote. Sometimes this is where I pull my quotes from for the at Mr. Rogers Say Twitter account. But here are a few of them that I want to share today. Sometimes hearing these words really help me. Today, let's hear a few words from page 33, if you have the book, at least the edition that I have. A two-year-old is not a six-year-old, and a six-year-old is not an adult. That may seem like a simplistic statement, but I've seen people in all walks of life treat some two-year-olds as if they were six-year-olds, and some six-year-olds as if they were adults. I guess that's true, isn't it? Sometimes we put the same expectations on younger children and even on different people that are not in the same place, and that's an important thing to remember. He had a way of saying simple things very truthfully in ways that seemed very deep, didn't he? Here's another one. Learning to expect the return of the people they love is a major task in all children's ability to tolerate those people's periodic absences. Most of us, I believe, admire strength. It's something we tend to respect in others, desire for ourselves, and wish for our children. Sometimes, though, I wonder if we confuse strength with other words, like aggression and violence. Children have a wonderful way of discerning the truth, even when we think it's being hidden. Somewhere early on, I got the idea inside of me that childhood was valuable. The children were worthy of being seen and heard, and who they were had a lot to do with how our world would become. Hungry hands. That's what Dr. McFarlane liked to call the way toddlers want to put their hands on everything. There's a scene in an old home movie taken when I was a toddler in which I'm in my father's arms. He's trying to put his hat on my head, but each time he does, I snatch it off and I throw it down. There must be some scenes like that in countless home movies and home videos everywhere. My hands were certainly hungry in that scene. They couldn't wait to get a hold of that hat and get rid of it. What was remarkable was that my hands could do so. Only a few months before, I would not have been able to put together the feeling that I didn't like the hat on my head, the intention to take it off, and the coordination needed for my hands to do so. A few months before that, I wouldn't have known even what or where my hands were to begin with. One of the universal fears of childhood is the fear of not having value in the eyes of people whom we admire so much. Isn't that one interesting? He says that's a fear of childhood, but I think some of us, maybe all of us, have that kind of fear as adults too, don't we? That we won't have value in the eyes of people that we admire. Well, let's hear another one. It can take confidence to grow. And there are times when children need to borrow that confidence from the people they love and want to please. Here's another. Certainly, the desire to be like the people they love shapes children's earliest values. A little later, children long to be liked and admired by their friends, to be accepted. Childhood is not just clowns and balloons. In fact, childhood goes to the very heart of who we all become. You know, I'm reminded, as I read these quotes about childhood today, of a book that was a real help to me. And I wonder if it might be a help to some of you as well. The book is called Healing the Child Within. It's a powerful book, if you've never had a chance to read it. It's by Charles Whitfield, which he was a doctor who has since passed away. But the whole premise of the book, it's very much in the psychiatric tradition of finding what's sometimes called the inner child. And this is a matter of kind of healing that inner self. We have different traumas that we deal with that we may not even realize are traumas. And Charles Whitfield said that the child within refers to that part of each of us which is ultimately alive, energetic, creative, and fulfilled. It's our real self, who we truly are. I was just thinking of it and thought maybe some of you might enjoy it. It's from the book, again, Healing the Child Within, Discovery and Recovery for Adult Children of Dysfunctional Families, and that's written by Charles Whitfield. You may not have even come from a dysfunctional family. You still may find that book quite helpful. I certainly did, and just wanted to share it with you as I'm reading these quotes about childhood from Fred Rogers. Well, here's another one from Fred Rogers, after that little aside there. There's usually an inside story to every outside behavior. Though we may not be able to know that inside story, there's generally some inner reason for what children do. As children come to be more and more aware of themselves and their world, they also become more aware of how small they are compared with the people who look after them. It may seem that grown-ups get to do all the big and exciting things and make all the decisions too. I think it helps children feel good about who they are when adults put value on the many things children can do. It's a way for us to let them know that we don't want or expect them to be more grown up than they're ready to be. That we really do like them just the way they are. Well, if you're listening today, Fred Rogers isn't here to say it to you right now, but I want to remind you that the way you are is good enough. And that doesn't mean there's not room for growth, and it doesn't mean that you can't grow into the person that you were meant to be, but I just want to remind you that the way you are, because Fred Rogers would always remind people of this, it's pretty special. And maybe you just needed to hear that today. Maybe you didn't, but there's a good chance you did in the world that we're in. It's not always the friendliest of places, especially in the time of year that we're in every 4 years and politics are happening. I know politics, it seems like we're always running presidential campaigns. But I hope you won't let anyone tell you that who you are is not special and that you need to change for them in some way, because that's just not true. Well, I won't belabor this episode any longer, but I did want to take some time to celebrate Won't You Be My Neighbor Day. I think it's a pretty cool day that we have this, and I hope that you will celebrate it and celebrate the life of Fred Rogers. In 1968, the first episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood aired, and I think a lot of us were changed because of that. We were grateful. And when Fred Rogers passed in 2003, when he died of stomach cancer on February 27th, it was kind of a tough day for many, many people whose lives were touched by him. So you go out into the world and share the kindness of Fred Rogers today, okay? You can maybe watch one of his episodes. You can go online and find those still. Join a discussion with a friend. Maybe just be a neighbor. Maybe you have a neighbor that has some yard work that needs to be done, or maybe you can just go visit. All that is to say, I'm grateful for you. Thank you for listening today. I apologize if it seems a little scattered as an episode, because I am full-time in a master's course, and I'm working two other jobs aside from that right now. And in fact, I'm on call at my hospital right now in the middle of the night. So I felt like I had a few minutes where I could sit down and just celebrate this day with you. So thank you for being here today. And I want to thank you for joining us here this week in the neighborhood. The music featured is by me, Rick Lee James. The song is Won't You Be My Neighbor. You can find it on Apple Music and Spotify, and I hope you enjoy it. I'm your host every time we have this podcast, and I'm sorry it's not more often, but whenever I have a chance, I love doing it. My Twitter X account is at Rick Lee James. That's my personal account. And my other podcast, if you're interested, which comes out much more regularly, is Voices in My Head, the Rick Lee James Podcast. And I look forward to being you again next time when we meet again. But until we meet again, I hope you'll remember that you make each day a special day by just your being you. There's no one else in this whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are.